exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. Oh, so glad you stuck around for the doubleheader of Alaska Live here on KUAC's afternoon concert and Alaska Live today because, oh man, it's Troy McGilvery and friends, so it is going to be a great second half here. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. In the studio with me, it's Caitlin Warblow, Troy McGilvery, Sabra McGilvery, and Louie. Somebody's got to introduce this band because I'm not going to get it completely right. Caitlin, will you do the honors?
You have to do it.
Oh, now they're fighting. Who is going to walk up to the mic? You are.
Louis Charles Vigneault.
Louis.
That's Louis. Right,
Louis Charles.
I know they can't see me pointing, but
I know. Troy, we've got double fiddles in this band, and so Troy is just pointing with his bow over to his bandmate, which is really good for radio.
Yeah.
Well, Troy, what are we going to kick off this set with?
Well, we're going to do a couple of reels. Yeah, we're
going to. Yes.
I don't know what they are.
But
Father Kelly's, and they're going to be great. There's four of them, four reels, different keys. It'll be fun. Okay. One, two, three, four.
Thank you. those are some really good reels there. And, well, maybe they weren't all reels, but they were really fast and awesome. Double fiddles are just one of my favorites. And Caitlin, thanks for coming back as part of the Far North Fiddle Fest. I saw you this summer with the Summer Arts Festival, but it just wasn't in the cards to do an Alaska Live this summer, I guess. But hey, this fall.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. It's always so busy in July. So it's
yes.
Nice to be here in September.
Wonderful. And this time you're here with the Troy McGilvery and Quartet friends. What do we call it these days?
Troy McGilvery Quartet.
The what?
That's correct.
It's just everybody.
It's just everybody. Love it. Oh, Troy, your microphone isn't on back there, so, you know. Tomorrow night you'll be on the Davis Concert Hall stage with the rest of the guest artists doing sets, and that starts at 7 o'clock. And the proceeds benefit the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Hospice Services, as this Far North Fiddle Fest has expanded into workshops, too. Mm-hmm. You're doing workshops at Ski Land.
Yes, we're doing workshops on tomorrow morning and also on Sunday at midday. We're all teaching all different sorts of things. I'm teaching Irish fiddle and absolute beginner violin and fiddle. If you have a violin sitting in your garage and you want to bring it out, I can show you how to play that. I'm also going to teach a Texas swing fiddle workshop, and I don't even know what all these guys are teaching, but there will be a lot of stuff out there. And it's fine to come if you don't have any previous experience. We have classes for absolute beginners.
What an absolute opportunity for those of you who are here in Interior Alaska and hearing about this for the first time. This is our very own Grammy Award-winning Caitlin Warbelow setting it out there. Come on now. We'll talk about that in a little bit. You are setting it out there that she'll teach you fiddle.
Yeah, come on out. It's we were just out there for a gig last night, and it's gorgeous weather, and the colors are beautiful, and it's worth it for the drive.
Joe Newberry was showing me his hat of the day photo for his Instagram, and it was
up at
Ski Land, and it was a beautiful sunset picture. And,
yeah, it was so lovely.
Yeah, and it's good Northern Lights forecast for last night, tonight, the next night. So what a nice time to get up above tree
Absolutely.
Level
yeah.
and be able to see some Northern Lights,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yay.
I heard the berries are out there, too.
Oh, we still have some high and low bush cranberries
yeah,
and maybe even
some.
Oh, cranberries. Yeah. Yes, indeed. And they're a little bit sweeter now that it's frosted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Perfect. You remember all this from growing up here in
yes.
Alaska, Caitlin?
Yes. I remember it fondly.
Do you smell the fall scents and you're just taken back to your childhood?
Absolutely, and I really miss it when I'm in New York, because right now in New York it's about it's in the 80s and humid and hot. And,
doesn't smell as good.
It smells like trash, and yeah, this is much better.
It doesn't smell like decaying berries and leaves.
No, which is very sweet smell.
Yes. Well, what is next for the Troy McGilvery and friends to play? And it's Sabra here doing some step dancing and some boron. And how fun is that?
Yeah, I think Sabra's going to do some dancing in a little bit. But right
Great.
Now we're going to play a slower tune for you. It's one of my favorite slow tunes called If Ever You Were Mine. And then we'll end off with a jig called The Roaring Barmaid.
Thank you.
first part of that medley there was just so achingly beautiful. I tell ya, Troy, did you write that?
No, I did not.
But you brought it to the group.
Well, it's a tune I think that we all kind of know, like, for many years. Morris Lennon from Ireland wrote it.
Okay.
And it's been making the rounds, yeah. It's beautiful. If Ever You Were Mine.
If Ever You Were Mine. And the harmonies that the twin fiddles with Troy and Caitlin make on that is just so achingly gorgeous.
That's good. Here, we certainly didn't plan it. Everything's been falling into place. So.
Oh, it has been. Thank you for sharing that one, even though it may have not have made it on the set list last night.
Maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow you'll be on UAF's Davis Concert Hall stage, and the show starts at 9. It's a benefit for the...
right?
Yes, it's 7, exactly. Goes past 9, I bet. It's a benefit for the Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Hospice Services. Not only will you get just wonderful music from all the guest artists from the Far North Fiddle Fest, but you benefit something you can feel good about.
Yeah.
Good.
It's really nice to be part of that, the hospice program.
Oh, absolutely. And were you playing, some of you were playing at the Denali Center the other day, or was that a different group of people?
Yeah, I think it was a different group of us.
Yes,
yeah,
right.
James and James Hill, I think, was at the Denali Center.
Wonderful.
But we've done it in the past, and it's always a great thing to be part of. It's nice to go over there and spend the afternoon and play some tunes for them. And
We were at Lathrop High School today making the kids dance.
So, making them.
Yes.
Yeah, same
thing. How did it go?
It went very well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they were a great group, actually.
Wonderful. Troy, there was April Virch and was in here earlier for the first set during Alaska Live today, and she said she started step dancing at the ripe old age of 3 years old. Can you top that?
Nope. 3's pretty little. Yeah, those Ontario people, you know, they're driven. No, I certainly didn't dance at 3. And I gave it up a while ago.
Oh, but
well,
you started...
I shouldn't say that. Like, yeah, kind of, but.
Yeah, kind of. Still, maybe get a few beers in you and you might.
Oh, yes. Yeah, like on the counter and tables and stuff, for sure.
You came from a musical family, just like she said she did, though. And so you were playing lots of stringed instruments as a kid.
Yeah, like piano for sure, and fiddle, and I sort of would try out like guitar a little bit. I had a hard time playing guitar, so I didn't really take to it, although I love it. Like I wish I could, especially, you know, like how Louis Charles can play.
Louis Charles is pretty amazing, yes.
Yeah, like it's just, I hear it, but I can't do it, so it's sad, but...
It looked like from your bio, there's not a stringed instrument that you won't try to play, though. Maybe hammer dulcimer. I don't know. Is it something that you've tried?
I did try it.
Oh.
Yeah. I tried it.
There's a lot of strings on that one.
I tried the harp. Yeah.
Oh, the harp. That's a good one, too.
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know. Was it good in your hands?
It wasn't good for me, but there's so much to remember with the harp, like all the flicking of the things up top and
strings. I don't even quite know what you're
colors.
Talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I have had some harpists here on Alaska Live, and I still don't quite understand it, even though there's a small workshopping thing going on here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of workshops, what are you teaching tomorrow at Ski Land?
So I'm going to do some Cape Breton fiddle classes. I'm going to do more of that.
Nice.
And
that sounds fun.
I think mostly just that kind of thing.
Yeah.
This weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can be a beginner, you can be far along in your Cape Breton fiddling here in Fairbanks, or
all,
you can...
All levels, yeah.
All levels.
Yeah.
All right. All you got to do is look up Far North Fiddle Fest, and you'll find the link to where you can go to find out more information about their concert tomorrow night and the workshops up at Ski Land. And it's all benefiting the... Fairbanks Memorial Hospital Hospice Services. And so it's a really amazing time for these folks to be here. What's next to play for KUAC's Alaska Live here at the studio?
Well, we're thinking that maybe it would be time to hear some step dancing.
Oh, I since, do
since
believe.
We're talking about the tradition and all
yes,
that.
Yes, yeah? Indeed.
So I'm going to start with a Strathspey with Sabra on the feet.
Uh-huh.
and then we're going to, yeah, like go into a group number.
Excellent. Well, we'll turn on a mic to the feet of Sabra also.
So this is just a traditional Strathspey, if anybody's thinking about what it is. It's an old tune, old Scotland. We play a lot of tunes from Scotland and places like that. Yeah. Sabra, do you have something to say? No?
Yeah. So this is typically what someone would do for a solo traditional step dance, usually starting from Strathspeys and then switching into reels. So you'll hear a tempo change and has a good drive to it. So hope you can hear the feet a little bit.
This is where we'll go into that a little bit.
Studio. Wow. The fiddles are flying and Sabra was dancing away. We're going to let her catch her breath for a little bit because that must be a workout. Wow. That was really incredible. And you can see and hear this on Davis Concert Hall stage tomorrow night at 7. So it'll be a sight for the eyes too. Wow. Caitlin, is it one of those dreams come true to come back to Fairbanks quite often and perform bands like this?
Yes. When I graduated from high school, I just wanted to go out and see the world, I think, as many Fairbanks kids do. And
that sounds familiar.
Yes, and I did that, and I do love traveling still, but I realized quickly once I got over to the East Coast that Fairbanks and Alaska were pretty special, and since then I've been making an effort, as you know, to come back quite a lot and bring bring my friends back and great musicians, and I'm really glad that it's worked out that way.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier about the Grammys and such, and Come From Away, you are still part of that cast and crew and band, and you're still performing on the Broadway stage, right?
Yes, the Broadway company is still, still going. We're selling tickets indefinitely right now, and then there's some new companies that have started up as well. So there will be a touring company that's actually going to be in Seattle this fall. I will stay with the Broadway company, but Fairbanks and Spite Know Isaac Alderson, who's been here playing pipes. He's going to be part of the touring company.
Nice.
So it's a little closer to get down to Seattle to see it if you can't make it to New York.
Wonderful. But you're playing in the one on Broadway.
Yes, I'm in the
one
on Broadway. Yes.
And boy, we just a few days ago had, you know, the 17 years after 9/11 and Come From Way. That must have been, were you performing on 9/11 just this year of the Broadway?
Yeah, I was actually here in Fairbanks. Okay. I flew up the day before, but the company did perform on September 11th. And actually last year, September 11th fell on a Monday, and Monday is the Broadway day off. So this was actually our first performance on September 11th. And the cast and crew did some volunteer work in the morning, and then we went to our regular job at night and did the show.
And that show is about what happened in a very small town in
Canada.
In Canada. Yes. And how amazing. Just tell briefly what the show is about and what you're a big part of.
Yeah, it's about the story of all the planes that were flying across the Atlantic on September 11th. They a lot of them were diverted to Gander, Newfoundland. And the number of people that landed in that town approximated the number of people that were in the town, about 7,000 or 8,000. And the people there had to take care of the plane people, as they were called, until the airspace reopened. So the musical is not so much about New York or even about the events of the day, but about the goodness of humanity and the things that can come out of a terrible event.
Someday I hope to see that on Broadway with you in your Grateful Dead shirt.
Yes,
I love that Steal Your Face shirt that you get to wear for, is that most of the performance that you get to wear that?
This musical is unusual because the musicians are on stage and we all wear, it looks like we're wearing just our regular clothes, but they are all costumes. And my shirt, as you know, is a Grateful Dead shirt.
That's great. And do you even have a character name in the show?
No, unfortunately, the musicians, we're just the band. We make up characters for who we are, but it changes on a daily basis, which keeps things interesting.
Isn't there a show on Broadway now called Something About the Band?
Yeah, there's actually a couple that have musicians on stage is kind of a thing on Broadway.
Yeah.
Right now. So there's a show that won the Tony for Best Musical this past year called The Band's Visit, which is very good as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I'm allowed to say this. There's
going
to be a benefit concert for the Fairbanks Concert Association on December 3rd, and I'm bringing up a few people from the Broadway cast and band to do a show at the Palace. And I'm not sure the information has been publicly released yet, but if so, if
oh,
it
what's
will
the
be,
name of the band? Because I think maybe I saw something about it.
It's well, there's actually a Newfoundland band coming.
Okay.
That's not us. They're separate,
right?
But
gotcha.
They're actually coming. I don't know the dates, but that's part of their regular season. And then I'm bringing up four people from the Broadway show, and we're doing just a small event at the Palace on December 3rd.
Oh, that's just amazing.
Yeah, really
can't
cool.
wait for that. Oh, Caitlin, it's so nice to have you back in your home stomping grounds. And I'm glad that the weather and the Northern Lights
and the color
changes have been just welcoming you back.
Absolutely. I love it here.
It's always like this, guys.
Yeah. It never rains.
It never rains, and it's always
no snow.
Just... crisp outside and beautiful. You've got two more tunes for us
here? Well, I think we're going to have Louis play a song.
Great.
Song. Do you want to say anything before you?
Yeah, we might want to talk to Louie. I mean, you know, he's it's his debut on KUAC's Alaska Live. That's why I really muddled and slaughtered your name, Louie, because you...
That's okay. I'm used to it. I'm the older of a family of three, and my two sisters, I'm used to let them place. So I'm used to listen with two sisters and a mother in there. And I won't say anything.
Guitarist Louie Charles is here, and he's a little shy, but that's okay. Really amazing guitar work, and it's so nice to have your debut on the Alaska Live show here at KUAC because, you know, I realized when Sabra came in, she was checking out the floor, and I thought, deja vu, this has happened before. So what's up next, Louie?
Well, I'm going to share a song from home.
Where's home?
It's the east coast of not only Canada, but the province of Quebec. The more east you can go.
That's why maybe you sound like you speak French, too.
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. And like my home base is about 50 miles north of Cape Breton. So it's in the middle of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, which is most likely sea. Uh-huh. So we're here in the mountains. It's like a total new atmosphere with the colors too. Because at home we only have like spruce and stuff. So the golden trees and the mountain is so amazing.
Oh.
But like yes, the nature is amazing. But for now, we have a good taste of the people too, and I can say that they were very receiving a warm welcoming from all the people who were coming through. So.
It's what makes 50 below okay. It's exactly. The people, Louie. It is, yeah. Well, what's the tune?
Yeah, so the song I'm going to share is a song that I discovered in the archives of the Maggies, and my mother was singing that too. But one day I remember I was driving on the local radio show. The radio show went to an old people's house, and an old band sang that song with a total different air. I'm going to share that air. It's called Ginette. It's like a story of a brave lady that was working with the strong men's, or the strong men. There's no S at men.
No, okay. That's plural. You got it.
Okay, so let's go.
J'ai connu une fillette au village où je suis né. Son vrai nom, c'était Ginette. Et moi, j'étais son préféré. Et elle en est si charmante que l'on pouvait espérer une récolte abondante où Ginette mettait les pieds. Elle avait le cœur si tendre, cette jolie Ginette, mais fallait pas la reprendre en regard de ses méfaits. Si on lui faisait des reproches ou qu'on se moquait de ses défauts, elle avait les yeux si croches, les larmes lui coulaient dans le dos. Elle craignait la savonnure, elle se lavait pas souvent. La couleur de sa figure scandalisait les enfants. Et elle en était si laide quand elle revenait du champ qu'elle attirait les corneilles et effrayait les habitants. Elle disparut de la place, c'était un beau soir d'été, sans nous laisser aucune trace pour qu'on puisse la trouver. Et on se mit à la recherche de cette pauvre enfant perdue. Mais malgré toutes nos recherches, Ginette avait disparu. On a fouillé tous les plaines, les petits bois puis les buttereaux. On a vidé les étangs, le barrage ou le grand ruisseau. vidé la baie du Cap Vert pour voir s'il était tombé dedans. On n'a trouvé que de l'eau claire, des poules amant, des éperlans. On n'a trouvé que de l'eau claire, poules amant, des éperlans. Et on n'a trouvé que de l'eau claire, des poules amant, des éperlans.
Oh, Luke Charles, that was just gorgeous. I cannot tell you how happy I am that you told the story of the strong woman working among the men there, and that was the story. Oh, gorgeous. Sabra, have you caught your voice? Have you caught your breath since your since your last dance moves there? Wow.
Thank you for not making me talk right after I finished dancing.
I get it. It really was a deja vu when I was talking to you about the floor in here, about dancing, because I know you've been here 6 or 7 years ago.
I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
This place feels very familiar to me. So we think that that was 7 years ago,
mm-hmm.
because this is the 8th annual of the Fiddle Fest, which would make that 7 years ago. And Caitlin and Troy and myself were three of the performers from the first year. So,
and I think that you are definitely correct, because on one of these CDs that I got out to play between the two bands, it's from 2012, and that would have been the season of 2011 and 2012. Troy McGilvery Trio is on there with Farewell to Wally Range. That's on the compilation from when you were first here.
2011.
Yeah, from 2011. Exactly. So we know, we've got proof.
We've got proof, yeah.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Sabra, will you be teaching some step dancing at workshops tomorrow?
Yep. I'll be teaching step dancing for straight up beginners and for people who may have a little more experience too.
Can I ask what kind of shoes people should wear if they're interested?
A hard shoe is great if you have it. But I've done any, like, even if all you have is your sock feet, come and dance in your
cool.
sock feet. But sneakers as well. Sneakers are not the best because of the rubber sole.
Uh-huh.
Stick a little bit, but better than nothing.
Yeah.
What's the nicest shoe is a leather-soled shoe, like a hard shoe. Yeah.
Cool.
But again, if you don't have any shoes to begin with, that's all right too.
I'm coming in these.
Yes, you can. Those are fantastic shoes. There's also Highland dancing scheduled in the workshops as well. If there's anyone that wants to try out Highland dancing, so it's a soft shoe.
Yeah, that's what we
dancing.
See the dancers with the Red Heckle Pipe Band and dancers.
Yes.
They're doing
that's
the Highland
right.
dance. So
that's
if you want to learn how they do that,
mm-hmm.
you're teaching that too.
I'm teaching that too, yeah.
Wow.
And also Boron. So if you don't have a drum, you can still come. I believe that they're going to supply some pizza boxes that will act as our drums.
Perfect.
And so if you don't have the instrument, then please come if you want to just try out some rhythms. And
love
yeah,
it.
I think the carrots might be the stick that you.
I was just going to
but
ask,
I brought some sticks. So.
A carrot on a pizza box.
I know
this from a lot of experience with percussionists. They will pick up anything to hit on
make
anything
a rhythm,
to make a rhythm. And so it's carrots and pizza boxes
that's
with
it.
The Boron. And those workshops are up at Ski Land and still open to beginners and intermediates and advanced alike for all kinds of things that have to do with the Far North Fiddle Fest. And you find out more about that, just you know how to put that into your search engine. But tomorrow night, will you be dancing on Davis Concert Hall stage also, Sabra?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yes. We had a peek on it when we were coming in.
You had a little peek there upstairs at the Davis Concert Hall?
Amazing.
It's gorgeous. Yes.
Can't wait.
And that's tomorrow night at 7, and it's the Hospice Benefit Concert. Well, I think we are maybe at the finale. Caitlin's looking at me like, that is true.
Yes, we're going to play you a hornpipe called the Ebb Tide, and then we'll go into two reels to finish off the afternoon.
This is Caitlin Warmblow, Troy McGilvery, and Elsie and Sabra. You folks here today, Troy McGilvery, Louis Charles Vigneault, Sabra McGilvery, and Caitlin Warblow. And we'll see you tomorrow night at 7 on the Davis Concert Hall stage.
Thanks so much for having us, Lori.
You bet. And thanks to Cindy Wright and all the folks at the Far North Fiddle Fest Logistics Wing for setting this up and making this session possible on KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm your host, Lori Neufeld. Thanks for listening. Up next, we've got just a few tunes to round out the show from Let's see, this is volume 7. We start out with Michael Ronstadt and Francisco Gonzalez, and they've got a harp on that. It's crazy. Yeah. So thanks for listening. This is KUAC 89.9 FM Fairbanks. Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.